Hey, folks, and welcome back to I Am Northwest Arkansas, the podcast where we share stories and insights to help you connect, grow, and thrive right here in the Ozarks. Earlier this year at the Northwest Arkansas Council VC event at the Ledger, I had the pleasure of meeting today's guest, Alfred Mylan, the founder and CEO of Express Wages. Alfred is leading the way in earned wage access, a financial tool that gives employees faster access to their pay while also equipping them with free financial literacy resources. He's also one of the first African-American CEOs in this fintech space, and his mission is deeply rooted in helping businesses support their people and communities. If you're a small business owner here in Northwest Arkansas, this conversation is especially for you. We're going to explore how earned wage access can help you recruit and retain employees, reduce turnover, and strengthen the financial well-being of your team. Let's dive in.
It's time for another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas, the podcast covering the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life in general here in the Ozarks. Whether you are considering a move to this area or trying to learn more about the place you call home, we've got something special for you. Here's our host, Randy Wilbur.
My man, Alfred Mylan, how are you doing today?
Randy, I am doing outstanding. Thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, man, I'm so glad we had a chance to connect. It's so funny. You know, you relayed to me how we kind of ran into each other at the VC event at the Ledger earlier this year. And, you know, like attracts like, as I always say, but for whatever reason, you just kind of came over to me and introduced yourself. And I was like, hey, man, how are you? Nice to meet you. You told me what you were working on. And I got to say, that room, it was such a powerful testament to what Northwest Arkansas is going through right now, because there were just so many movers and shakers in that room at that VC event. Serafina Lalaney, who works with the council, is doing an amazing job bringing the VC and private equity community to Northwest Arkansas to find out what's happening in our backyard. And so the simple fact that you were there, you came from Memphis, speaks volumes to the amazing work that Serafina and the rest of her team from the Northwest Arkansas Council is doing. So I just want to give them a quick shout out. But without further ado, man, I just want to share who you are and a little bit about what you've been doing. So just give us a little bit of your background and your, as we always like to say here on I Am Northwest Arkansas, your superhero origin story.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, and welcome to all your listeners. It's a blessing to be here. I'm from Memphis, born and raised. And like you said, I was at the Ledger last year. It was incredible. I didn't realize how many entrepreneurs, not even just in Northwest Arkansas, are from around the country who are looking for VC dollars, looking for opportunities. And so this entrepreneurial spirit is really growing in our country. And it was outstanding to meet so many great people in your area and to meet you, of course. It was an honor. But I think for me, I started off as I was a CEO of a healthcare company here in Memphis with about 200 employees, and our company grew very well. And I sold it in January. And I just, for me, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur at heart. And so I enjoy seeing something develop from zero to something. That kind of gets me going, get my fire burning. And I just think for us, once I had a couple of my employees begin to ask me questions about this mantra of having access to their funding, I wanted to do some more research around it. And that's how Express Wages was birthed.
Yeah, well, and I love that. I would love for you to kind of share, you know, for small business owners who may not be familiar, can you explain earned wage access in simple terms and how Express Wages makes it work?
Excellent. This is a space that is really growing. The first EWA company started in 2010. It really started exploding in 2018. There are some other great competitors in this space. We need even more because of the opportunity and the access. So earned wage access is exactly what it says. If I'm an employee, I've worked a shift for that particular day, I have access to my funding. The sad thing is 79% of Americans in this country, per Forbes in 2024, are paycheck to paycheck. That's a horrible stat. It's a true stat. Well, think about it. I'm a single mom making $15 an hour. I work for a company in Northwest Arkansas, but I need to pay something today. I can't wait 2 weeks. And so this ability to have access to micro lending is really growing. And so earned wage access is very simple. I work today, I get paid today. It's almost like the Uber model. So it really is what it is. That's really changing because $12 stretching it over 2 weeks in this economy makes it very difficult. Whether it's my Netflix bill, paying for daycare, paying for expenses, paying for groceries. So now you have the ability now to really work with employees to make it better for them, retention for the employer, but also morale for the employee.
Yeah. And I know that, you know, one of the big challenges with just this, the whole conversation is how a lot of small businesses, especially small businesses here in Northwest Arkansas, struggle to compete with larger corporations for talent, right? So how can like offering express wages level the playing field and make things a little easier for smaller businesses?
Randy, that's to not even pay you for this. That's a really good point.
Let's be clear. You're not paying me for this. Everybody to know that this, I reached out to Alfred because I really thought that this information is uniquely viable for our growing entrepreneurial community. And I do want to put that out there because I always let you guys know when you listen to this podcast, what's a sponsored episode, what isn't. This is an episode of good common business sense and also a way to help small businesses in our local community take advantage of the tools and resources that they may not be aware of, but that are at their disposal so that you can compete with even bigger companies to get the talent that's out there to work with them. And so with that said, teeing you up to kind of share your feedback on that.
Absolutely. And that's a very good point, because if I'm a small business owner in Northwest Arkansas and I have 10 employees and all of them quit often, I'm in trouble because there's a cost to them quitting. You know, FedEx did a study not too long ago and said that if you lose an employee, it's about $5,000 to retrain them. And so if I have 10 employees and they often quit, then that's really hurting me from a retention standpoint. So how this really helps the smaller employer is gives them the ability to really level the playing field by having a tool. You mentioned that earlier, a tool to help them with earned wage access. And this tool allows them with retention. I had an onboarding this morning with a company in Florida, and he said to me, man, I'm just losing employees left and right, working for Amazon, working for other companies. And this is really going to help me now because we're going to advertise we pay same day. We pay every day, which is a really, really good opportunity and really makes sense. So if I'm paying every 2 weeks, it levels the playing field to make you more competitive, separates you from competitors. But also as an employee standpoint, it gives me great morale for my employees. If I have a Netflix bill I need to pay, if my daughter has her recitals he needs to go to, and I just don't have the money, 80% are paycheck to paycheck, I now have full autonomy. And that's why we have a tagline, your wages, your terms. You have the ability to have access to your own money, just like Uber does, which is really a great benefit to employees and to employers.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, let's be clear, everybody's getting into this space. And when I say everybody, I mean, I'm talking about the big kid on the block here in Northwest Arkansas, which is Walmart. I mean, they got into this space and they have OnePay, and and OnePay opens that opportunity up for a number of different ways that you can be compensated for your time and your talent. And so I want to be clear that this isn't like a fly-by-night thing, and this is not something that's going away. It has been co-opted and utilized by the 1% of top businesses out there. So this is important information. So I think that, Alfred, if you could just maybe share a little bit about why this tool that you guys have put together is so valuable for a company, because you kind of marry two things, and you said it briefly, but you marry just that express wages piece, right, of getting your money your same day at, in some instances. But then you also spoke to a statistic that is a statistic that's been around for a long time, and the number has varied from time to time. And I've also heard where the average American doesn't have $400 to pull from in the event of an emergency. A lot of that is because of financial literacy. We don't spend enough time with it, right?
That's correct.
It's like, I wish everybody would watch Dave Ramsey and focus on the beans and rice and beans, and get debt-free first before you do anything. But alas, we are not there. So for one of the things that I think is really what I really like about express wages is that not only do you make access to their hard-earned money easier, but then you also have provided a function of financial literacy that kind of marries the two, which helps an organization, a business that's hiring people and can offer them not just the simple fact that, hey, we can get you paid quicker, but we can also get you some additional data and information that will help you down the road to better plan for financial surprises and emergencies that will inevitably appear, right? So talk a little bit about how Express Wages does that and why that is such an important part of your mission.
Thank you so much. This is so very important to me, not only because of me being an ex-CEO of a care company, when I meet with business owners often, and unfortunately, many companies are not offering really tangible financial literacy and wellness products that are helping their employees. So they're doing great work. They're being very productive. But unfortunately, many of them are dying on the vine because they don't have any information to help them with their own personal finances. And so when I started our company, it was critical for me. One of the essence of our company was to make sure not only do we have the tools, but have some phenomenal tools that would take them to the next level. As a matter of fact, you mentioned Walmart. There are several companies right now that are doing this, McDonald's, Kroger, Walmart, Amazon. I go on and on and on, that understand the value of giving their employees access. So what we did to really separate us, not only just from other companies, but really bring significant value, we partnered with some phenomenal companies that can really help the employee throughout their entire financial literacy journey. Number one, if you need to do something in terms of credit repair, right now in Memphis, the average apartment cost to get an apartment in Memphis is $1,775. That's the average, almost $2,000. That being the case, we partnered with a company that can help them, called Covo, help them with credit repair. That's important. If you want to buy a home, we have a live person they can talk to that can really, for free, migrate them through this journey of buying a home and say, hey, you're not quite there yet. Your credit score needs to be here. Fannie Mae won't accept you because of this or whatever. I mean, free information for that employee, which I thought was critical. We also partnered with a company that's very important. It's called Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a company that Walmart has exclusively partnered with. And we looked at this company, that we looked at many, but if you go onto their website, they have a phenomenal budgeting tool that is incredible to help you budget for the future. So you'll know what you need to save in the future. And so we thought that was critical. We just closed the city of Memphis as a client, and the city of Memphis was so impressed by Monarch Money that they're buying Monarch Money in 2026 for every employee. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. They really want to bridge the gap of financial literacy of all those employees. And so they're doing that. So we've added some other tools of identity theft and some other things that we've added that are just critical, insurance and healthcare and Medicare, all that's a part and integrated into our site. So as a business owner, you now basically have some value-added services and HR benefits that you don't have to pay for through our application. And here's the most crucial thing, Randy. This is absolutely no cost to the employer. Let me repeat that again on your podcast. There's no cost. They'll never get a bill from our company. The fees are paid by the employee. So these are some really substantial services, helping you with retention, helping you with morale, helping you with HR benefits, and you'll never get an invoice from our company. I mean, just incredible. And we're glad we did it this way.
Okay. So then just to piggyback on that whole idea, because that was actually my next question. A lot of small business owners would worry about the cost or complexity of doing something like this. When you talk about just general implementation, like if my company said, hey, tomorrow, Alfred, I want you to get us signed up. Let's get going. What does that look like? And then is there any cost whatsoever borne by the company? And then I have another follow-up question with regard to the employee, because certainly we care about how they're viewing or would view this as well.
Yeah, the journey of the onboarding is really simplistic. I challenge my team to make this so that if I'm a person who doesn't even know how to use an app, could I do it? And that was a challenge. And they've succeeded what I pushed them to do. The answer is it depends on their payroll system. We've been very fortunate. We're connected to 256 payroll providers throughout the country. So the good news is if you are part of ADP, if you're part of Paylocity, Paycom, Pay4, my company is on Paycheck. So it depends on even QuickBooks. QuickBooks has a phenomenal product called QuickBooks Cloud. We connect to their API. So we have connections already. So it is so easy to do this because of the API connections. Yeah, you'd answer your question. If your company has 20 employees or more and wanted to partner with us, it would take us about 5 to 7 minutes to onboard you, to get your team up and going to using the application. So it's a really simple process. And the good news is we get on a Zoom with you, walk you through the process, send you the information. We have a full support team there to help you, to guide you. If there's any errors, any issues, you're not left in the dark. We're here to help you, to onboard you, to make it seamless, to make it smooth, but also to make it impactful for your team.
Well, and I think that's important. And I know every business owner would appreciate that and can appreciate, you know, the way that you guys have structured this and put it together. Now, on the flip side, you have a lot of employers. I would say most employers really care about their employees. How do you respond to whatever is the onus on the employee in terms of cost? How are those costs borne out? And how do you guys make it as simple as possible for the employees so they're not overburdened with a lot of junk fees and extra fees that ain't nobody got time for, right? I mean, when you think about it. So,
right. Absolutely. Yeah, what we did was we made it really simplistic. It's three buckets in terms of payments for employees. Bucket number one, if you want your money instantly, which is called instant or RTP, rapid transfer in the banking world, RTP, which means I work today, I want my money right now. That's $4.95. Very simple. There is no monthly fee structure. It's a simple set fee of $4.95. If I don't need my money right away, I need it maybe a day or 2 days from now. We have an ACH fee structure of $3.95. And then we have a free structure. You can put your entire wages on a Visa card, which is one of our corporate partners. You can put all your wages as an employee on a Visa card, and there's no cost. There's no fee coming out of there whatsoever. So think about that as an employee. I now have three structured opportunities now to for us in terms of express wages. Is either $4.95, $3.95, or no cost. Very simple. We don't do background checks on the employees. We don't do any of that whatsoever on them. There's no fee structure other than that they need to pay. And this is an optional HR benefit. That's what I love about this. You don't have to opt into it. And let me say one other thing too. Legal Shield is a company that I partnered with that I felt was really a phenomenal opportunity as well. And Legal Shield, what they do, and most people don't know that company, if you have a lot of legal issues, that's the company you want to partner with. You have access to an attorney 24 hours a day for $21 a month. I mean, when I had my company, unfortunately, I had a lot of employees and a lot of legal issues. That helps me with absenteeism. If I got to be in court all the time or on the phone with my attorney, I can't go to work. That helps. That kills my production. I need you to work. And so that's why we partnered with them as well.
Yeah, because I mean, there's a lot of legal programs out there like Prepaid Legal and Rocket Lawyer. I actually use Rocket Lawyer because it's actually helped me quite a bit with the number
Absolutely.
Of different issues that I've had without. And I have some friends that are lawyers, too. So there's always that. So talk about this. In Northwest Arkansas, I know you have hospitality, retail, healthcare. There are a lot of major employers in those different areas. Can you maybe share examples of how EWA helps in industries with high turnover or tight margins in terms of your services?
Yeah, that is really a good point. Even in our healthcare space, the margins were very slim because of the space that we were in. So me losing employees really hurt me. If I had to go myself and help out, it just really hurt the company. So margins were extremely tight. But here's something that's extremely important too. We're floating the payroll of small companies at 70%. So how it works, they get 70% of what they make 7 days a week at no cost to the employer. That's very important. So I'm floating their payroll. So that's how we're helping, number one. And I think that's extremely important. So I think as any employer that has slight margins, they're thinking, I want to make sure I heard them. They're helping me float my payroll. If I got 500 employees, and sometimes you have, like me, I had insurance, which was, I had a lot of insurance business, but they didn't pay me the net 90, net 45. So to pay somebody daily, you're paying your employees early if you're advancing that money, but you're not getting your money back for 3 months. It makes the margins very difficult for this to work. That's why a third party like us makes it easy to work because we're floating the money and we're not charging the company for that. And that's really a good opportunity for the employer to grow their margins because why? I'm helping float their payroll at no cost. That's extremely important.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty cool. Obviously, you have to have a nice little nest egg to be able to do that. So, I mean, that always helps. So have you had feedback from some of your employees as it pertains specific employers that you've worked with, as it pertains specifically to employee retention, right? Which is the challenge we were just talking about. How has express wages affected employee satisfaction and loyalty with some of your clients?
I want to go back to the industry. I forgot that question. I want to make sure I hit that. What we have found is call centers, restaurants, manufacturing, warehouses, all those types of companies that have what we call it gig workers. But even what we've learned, because 79% of the people in this country are paycheck to paycheck, even professional people have financial emergencies and they use an app like this. So, excuse me. So it's not just people who are gig workers. You can be a person who's a salary person and still affects them, and that's important. But I think for us and kind of what we're doing right now and what we've seen, when I had my company, I went from 65% retention to 38.5%. And the field that I was in is very expensive, using something like this. So the good news is we have analytics on the application. So it's very measurable how you can do this when you start with us. You kind of, and what we've done, we've interviewed three owners and asked them what has been the major benefit of using something like this. We have an owner who has three Smoothie Kings here in Memphis. What he said was, this has been such a great recruiting tool for our company. It has been just relentless that anytime we recruit now, we tell anybody we pay daily. We pay same day. And so now it is helping us retain good employees, because what was happening is if we didn't offer that, they were going to another company that did, because they were only wanting part-time work. Some of them were full-time. So to answer your question, it really intangibly affects immediately recourse in terms of retention and numbers. And another thing he mentioned to me was, he said, Alfred, we weren't offering insurance, but because you offer insurance on your application, and in Memphis, you have to have 50 full-time employees and they don't have 50 for each location. They're now offering insurance, which is Allstate, which is one of our partners, through the application. So we've seen some major benefits to companies by using our application, not just retention, but also the other value-added services as well.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like that's a tremendous benefit for them. You know, one of the things that you said earlier, and we've talked about it, is just that you've emphasized that financial insecurity is a community issue, right? It's kind of like we all have to bear the brunt of this and we all have to help. How do you see small businesses playing a role in improving local economic wellness?
Great question. That's a really good question. I've been on a lot of podcasts. No one's ever asked me that. I think, in my opinion, the owner has to take accountability like I did. And what I did, I polled a lot of my employees and asked them, where are we missing the boat? And I realized when I started doing our orientation and asking questions about, are you looking at buying a home in the near future? And they didn't have the education or information about it. I knew I, as an owner, as a leader, had to do something different. And we did that by having every quarter, every month, when we had any kind of reaction or interaction with our employees, we talked about financial literacy. It was mandatory to stay with our company that you get a part of the information that we had. So one thing we're doing right now, I don't want to spill the beans, but we just thought this was important. We're going to eventually, in the very near future, we're putting together, as we speak, a program that's annual. Once a month, an employee can go in and get free information. They can get this now, but it's going to be almost like a classroom setting at no cost to them. And at the end of this program, it'll be on budgeting. It'll be on finances. It'll be on buying a home. So, but at the end of this 12-month cycle, you'll get a certificate of basically being educated for a full year on financial wellness. So if I was an employer, I would say, no, you're going to take that. It's free. We'll offer this at no cost. Every employer that now they can go in and basically take a 45-minute class at no cost. We have a financial wellness guru putting this together now, owned by Express Wages, that we just feel that's just bringing a lot of value-added services to any company, that now you don't have to build it, you don't do anything. You simply connect with our app and it'll be offered at no cost.
So a service like what you just described would be available in Northwest Arkansas. If somebody's listening to this here in NWA and decides, you know what, we want to sign up for Express Wages because what Alfred's offering is exactly what we need, will they eventually have access to something like that as well?
Oh, absolutely. We're a nationwide company. Thank you for mentioning that. And I will say this too. Sarah Huckabee, the governor, your governor, she actually signed into law about 6 months, 9 months ago, the ability for companies like ours to operate in Arkansas. So, which I'm very fortunate and grateful for that. There are 12 states who've done that, and Arkansas is one of them. So that is extremely important. So any company, whether it's, we don't have just business just in Memphis, we're in Florida. I'm signing up someone today in Maine. I got a person today in Boston that we signed up, in Florida. So we're not just in Memphis and in Arkansas. So if you're a company in Northwest Arkansas, you should call me immediately. We'll be honored to assist you and help you. And once again, you won't get an invoice from us.
There you go. And we'll certainly put all of that information in the show notes so that you guys can get in touch with Alfred and learn more about Express Wages. I only have a couple more questions. You've been really generous with your time. For Northwest Arkansas entrepreneurs and business leaders, what lessons from your Memphis journey could they apply in adopting innovative benefits like express wages?
I think number one, man, is not giving up. I started a company, you can imagine, it was very difficult. Unfortunately, African-Americans get less than 1% of fintech dollars, and that still didn't deter me. I think when you are wanting to do something and make a difference, to me, seeing companies thrive and we are a part of that, man, that really just gets me going. It really does. Our motto in our company is don't make excuses, make adjustments. And that's just how we wire the company. We don't make excuses, we make adjustments. And that's just how, that comes from me, the leader of this company, down to my employees who work with me. And so we just don't make excuses. So for any entrepreneur in Northwest Arkansas, I would encourage you, number one, not to give up. Number two, research. That's important. What makes your company better and different? That's important. Whether you're in Arkansas or Alabama, it doesn't matter. What's making you uniquely different that you're really making a difference in your area? So I just think for us, we just want to not only make a difference, but really have a phenomenal, viable company that's changing the dynamics of income around people who we know need to make a difference.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's perfectly stated. And you actually answered my second question, which was just, how would a small business owner embrace innovation when resources are limited? And you are doing just that and doing it at a high level. So I appreciate that. This is my final question before we wrap up. Looking forward. Okay. So let's think about forward looking, where you want to be. How do you envision Express Wages expanding its reach in communities like Northwest Arkansas? Because we're not the only fast growing community, but we are in the heartbeat of America. We are in the heartland, and we used to be a flyover company place location. Now people are making a beeline to come to Northwest Arkansas. That's why you were up at the Ledger a couple of months ago. So talk, as you look forward, how do you envision Express Wages expanding its reach to communities that look like ours?
Number one, we plan to put a representative in Northwest Arkansas. I talked to my team and I just feel the opportunity there is so great. That city is just growing. That area is just growing. So that's number one. Number two, I really think, and we have an opportunity right now, I won't say the state, where a state has approached us because all of their teachers are being paid monthly. And so in Northwest Arkansas, I guarantee you that the teachers there, even if they're paid biweekly, most are not, they're paid monthly. This would be such a great tool for people who are teachers who really need a break. When you imagine making $40,000 a year, that doesn't go far over a month. It's like $3,200, not a lot of money. $1,500 a week, depends on your perspective. But so we're looking at really, really at this point, helping teachers. And I think that's important. Help them down the road. If I needed some milk, what if my transmission goes out? You mean to tell me I got to go get a loan? And I'll say this, and this is very important, Randy. We were talking to a client and the client said to us, this is such a phenomenal tool that now all the employees don't have to dip into their 401k. Man, that changed that. I just put my pen down. I never thought about that. And many of them are calling us, asking us for $500 loans against their 401k. They now don't have to do that. They can simply, if they need the money, they can get it on the app for a small fee. And it's not putting them in debt. It was really, really a good eye-opener for me to think about that. People are going into their savings to do this because they don't have access to money.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'll leave you with this one piece of anecdotal information that I just received the other day, because I saw somebody post something on Facebook that this is the end of September. And our teachers here in this area, specifically in Fayetteville, where I am, we're just getting paid for the first time, and school started in early August. And it's crazy, right? So, that's kind of the way that it is. And so, yeah, there's certainly a lot of opportunities for mainline organizations to employ services like yours to really just meet the needs of all of their staff and not just the few that can manage a long-term budget because they can afford to be paid once monthly and it doesn't impact them the way it impacts probably 70, 80 or 90% of the employees out there.
That is correct. And I think that's a good point. I think that's the reason why it's a shout out to Mayor Young here in Memphis. He just had vision. I met him 8 months ago, shared my vision with him, and he thought this would be a major benefit to the city of Memphis. And he was right. And so now they're so excited to launch this in December. We're excited to help them. They're doing their HR benefits lunch in October. We're there on a booth talking about them offering this new HR benefit. So it's been a marriage made in heaven with the city. We're grateful to work with them to offer this benefit to all the Memphians who work for the city. Now will have opportunity to have access to their money every single day, which is just grateful.
Yeah, well, and I'll be sure to share this out with some of the local leaders in our community in Fayetteville and Springdale and Rogers and Bentonville. Because again, as I always like to say, knowledge is power, right?
Yes.
And sometimes we think, oh, well, maybe it's just too much to implement something like that. But really, you know, you, as I always say, you have not because you ask not. So that's you exactly got to right. ask and you got to ask and figure it. Out what's going on and try it. So
yeah.
So I certainly want to encourage any small business owner that is listening, that subscribes to and listens to the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast, and you are having some challenges specifically around this whole wage issue and payroll, I think you just need to give Alfred a call. It can't hurt to reach out to the folks at Express Wages and gain some additional insight. They might be able to help you. You just never know. And with that said, Alfred, what's the best way for people to get connected with you, both, you know, through LinkedIn and otherwise?
Three ways. Number one, of course, I'm on LinkedIn. And secondly, you can go to our website and request a demo. Go to www.expresswages.com. You'll see the demo pop up often on the site. So if you want a demo, we'll give you a live demo, explain everything to you. And thirdly, I'll give you my personal cell number. We want to help you. 901-489-3915. Once again, it's 901-489-3915. And I will answer and I'll be more than happy to assist. And I'm just so grateful for the people in this area. What a great opportunity. And I'm just grateful to you, Randy, and the great job you're doing as well. Thank you so much.
Man, thank you. I really appreciate that. And Alfred, I certainly wish you nothing but continued success in everything that you put your hand to. And this Dear. Sounds like a tremendous opportunity. And I love to see folks, especially in the fintech space, really kind of stretch their wings and get out there and make some things happen. Because, you know, we finances and financial literacy are one of the backbones of things that we need more of in our communities. And so I really
yes.
thank you for the work that you're doing, for your team there in Memphis and beyond. And we hope to definitely see you guys plant a flag here in Northwest Arkansas beyond just yes. this podcast episode, so that you guys can have some success and also share some success with local businesses that could really utilize your service. So Alfred, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Randy, thank you. And nice to talk to you listeners. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, folks, that's another episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. Listen, I first met Alfred at the NWA Council VC event at the Ledger, which I shared with you. And I knew right away his story and his mission would resonate with our community here in Northwest Arkansas. I'm so glad we had a chance to share this conversation with you today. A big thanks to Alfred Milan for joining us and for the work he's doing through Express Wages. And if you'd like to learn more, visit expresswages.com and see how your business can start offering earned wage access and financial wellness to your employees. And remember, just let them know you heard about it first right here on the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. And I want to just thank you, as always, for tuning in to I Am Northwest Arkansas. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and share this episode with another small business owner who might benefit. Until next time, we'll see you next week with another new episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. Keep building and growing right here in the Ozarks. Peace.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. Check us out each and every week, available anywhere that great podcasts can be found. For show notes or more information on becoming a guest, visit IAMNorthwestArkansas.com. We'll see you next week on I Am Northwest Arkansas.